Welcome to July, the Big K Morning Show. I'm Larry Richard. We got a lot going on, and we're going to go straight to our nation's capital. He is a legal analyst with CBS. Thane Rosenbaum joins us. Thane, good morning.
Good morning, Larry.
This could be one of the most historic days in terms of rulings from the Supreme Court when you're talking about not only former President Donald Trump, but presidents in the future when it comes to prosecution immunity. So how did we get here, Thane?
Well, you know, President Trump was facing a number of these cases dealing with election subversion. And the one out of D.C., which is the strongest of the allegations that he interfered with the election and committed a fraud on the public, he said, well, actually, I don't think I did because I was just being the president. And it's not a crime to be the president. And my job, whether I was running for office or not, is if 70 million Americans think that something's wrong with the election, my job to figure out what it was. I'm the commander in chief. So everything I did, both before and after January 6th and even after the election, was presidential. And so therefore, it's not criminal. I was investigating the legitimacy of the campaign. And what you know, to try to sort of allay any doubts of fraud. The cases all alleged that he was committing a crime. So he said, well, look, I have immunity from criminal prosecution. Richard Nixon, we learned after he left office, had immunity from civil liability. Someone sued him for some of the Air Force for a job that he lost. And the Supreme Court said, you can't sue the president after he leaves the White House because everybody would sue the president for civil lawsuits. If anything went wrong with them, spend their whole lives just defending lawsuits.
Right.
So basically, Trump's making the same argument. Yeah, I can't spend my life in criminal court.
And he had appointed three of the Supreme Court justices. How much of a factor that may play in it, we'll see. But is there the possibility that it would be split in terms of it wouldn't be a blanket immunity? They could also rule, couldn't they, that there would be exceptions, or can they?
I think we should all prepare ourselves for that, Larry, what you just said. Remember, if the Supreme Court was united that presidents do not have immunity, they didn't have to take the case. The lower court, federal court in D.C., already said very quickly, dismissively, the president has no immunity from criminal prosecution. Are you kidding? That's literally what they said. Give me a break. You can't give the president immunity. He could go off and order SEAL team number 6 to go kill someone and say that, you know, it's something I was allowed to do. But the Supreme Court decided to hear this case, so they must have saw something in it. And during the oral argument, a number of them were entertaining all kinds of hypotheticals, including this question of could you order SEAL team number 6 to, you know, to commit a murder. So I think there's a chance that what the court could say is there's a qualified immunity. That means that in theory, some of those acts could be protected, but we have to know what kinds of acts get protected. Official acts of the presidency could, in fact, be protected. So the court could say, we're going to send this case back down to the trial court to determine whether any of the things that he did actually constitute an official act. And if they are all official acts, then he's immune. And if some are not official acts, then he only has qualified immunity, and he can be prosecuted for those that are not considered official acts.
So amongst your colleagues, what is your general consensus since John Roberts, the Chief Justice, said today is the day?
Well, we knew today was the day, but you're raising a good point. Why is today the day, right? Why did they go to the very, very, very end? The Supreme Court justices read the newspapers. They know that there's these criminal cases out there against Donald Trump. They know Jack Smith, the special counsel, has been waving his arms, screaming, going, if we don't get to this soon, we can't do it before the election. they heard this argument 4 months ago. So why wait until the end? And one answer is, well, it was the biggest case of the term. We always waited to the end. And so it's like, it's very dramatic. We tell you the biggest case at the very end. Or they said, well, we didn't feel we should be rushed, and we thought there was some qualified immunity. If we thought there was no immunity, then we would have ruled very quickly and let Jack Smith prosecute the president. But perhaps we waited until the very end because we saw some immunity, and we knew this case needed to be sent back for additional factual findings. So we figured we can wait until the end because this trial cannot begin before the election, because it needs to be sent back to discuss or to find what are official acts and whether President Trump engaged in them, which led to this prosecution.
Well, today will be the day we'll hear what they say about it. And before you go, Thane, they're also looking at the two social media cases. General consensus of, you know, anecdotally, for those who are not trained in legal like yourself matters, we're thinking they're going to go with the free speech thing. What do you think?
Yeah, Larry. Well, they've been doing it for two terms now. Every single time they've heard cases against social media companies, Facebook, YouTube, X. Every time they heard a case in which the question is, can it be regulated because it's a public square? In each instance, the Supreme Court granted Facebook and social media companies the right to say, look, we are private companies. We can put whatever content we want out there. We can curate some. We can disallow and deplatform others. The government can't regulate us. So I think you're right. I would think that Texas and Florida will lose today because their effort in this case was to ensure that more conservative voices could be guaranteed a spot on social media. And I think the Supreme Court is going to say, the First Amendment does not protect speech from a private company. And these are not the government, they're the private company. And if they want to cut you off, Mr. President Trump, or any conservative person who they don't like, they can.
And we'll see what happens. Thane, I really appreciate your time this morning. Thank you.
Anytime, Larry. Thank you.
Thane Rosenbaum, legal analyst, CBS in our nation's capital. And yeah, historical. Potentially, anything the Supreme Court says makes history per se, but dealing with immunity for presidents is something that could linger for years to come.